Guess what?
What?
Being the scientific researcher I am, I actually got Zaxby's yesterday.
What'd you get at Zaxby's?
Honey butter and bacon sandwich. They do these limited time things.
How was that?
It was alright.
Okay. I also went to Zaxby's yesterday.
So, what? And how was that?
I got the hot chicken, whatever it's called. Zaxville hot chicken, mm-hmm. something like that.
Mm-hmm. And how was it?
Average at best.
Well, look at that. For science. Look at us.
Yeah, research. In depth.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Last Straw podcast. My name is Paul Smythe. I'm joined by my co-host, Drew Padgett.
Episode 9, looking fine.
Hooey.
Not Redux, just actual episode 9.
Mm-hmm. We are recording on November 1st, 2018.
Great day of the year. I'll tell you why in a minute.
Because all the Christmas music.
No. We're going to talk about how much I don't like that.
All right. So yesterday was Halloween, as you may have guessed.
Yeah, dates.
Dates, the October 31st, Halloween.
Every year.
For anyone who forgot. we'll be posting this a few days after, though, so I'm thinking we probably don't want to talk too much about Halloween.
No, just like what transpired and what you can get out of it.
Yeah, because this is not a Halloween podcast.
No.
This is not us talking about Halloween a lot.
Not a lot, but some.
Halloween, Halloween, Halloween.
Yeah.
None of it. But, yeah, so what'd you do for Halloween?
I worked. Yeah, I worked almost all night. I was the only one that dressed up at work.
Oh, no.
That was good because I was a ref.
Oh.
Yeah, I kept everybody in line. I had the whistle and everything.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. People hated it.
Yeah. I fancy myself a comedian, an office comedian.
Oh.
Without actually being funny, but like...
Well, you work at home.
It's an aspirational thing.
You're the only person in your office, so... You're not at the UPS store anymore, Paul.
The dog and cat will visit me sometimes. They don't laugh at me.
And you tell a joke and they leave.
Yeah. That's funny. We went to this trunk or treat event in South Carolina for my niece. And it's basically people just park their cars in a row. And everyone gets in a line and just goes car to car and gets candy from each person.
Oh.
Yeah, it's so they don't have a lot of neighborhoods. So this is just kind of a way to collect a lot of people in one area so the kids can get the candy. And, yeah, so it works.
What was the quality of candy being given away?
I don't know. We didn't get in the line. It was really long.
Oh. You said you went.
We went and saw the line was really long. So we stopped at one of the cars because we knew, the family knew someone there. And then we went to a few houses that were close to it, and they were handing out candy. And we went to my wife's grandmother's sister, I believe. So, or grandfather's sister.
So, like a great aunt? Is that what
it's
called?
Yes, probably. Or just some degree of cousin. Everyone's a degree of cousin.
Yeah.
When you're related by blood.
No, everybody's related. If you want to get biblical here.
Sure, sure. If we keep
everyone's
going back.
Related.
You
bunch of perverts.
Well, yeah, it was fun. It was good.
What was it, good fun?
It was fun good.
Oh, fun good. Yeah. I love me some fun good.
Fun good. But I guess we'll get in today's episode. And actually, maybe it is somewhat Halloween related.
Yeah, I told you it would be a little bit.
Oops.
He lied.
Sorry, people. I'm sorry. We're going to rank candies. Last week we were ranked fast food restaurants. That's why we were...
Should we do a rundown of last week's rankings or just move on?
Yeah, that'd be good. Let's do that. I think people need to know.
I don't think we should go in depth here, but...
Let me see if I can find the rankings, because...
We only agreed on 2, I believe.
Well, it's hard to agree when you've got a list of 10. It's hard to get the exact same ranking.
I thought we had
ranking.
Like 11 or 12.
No. I don't know the rankings.
I don't have the list either.
Yeah, well...
I just have my current list for this week.
Yep.
All I know is Chick-fil-A was number 1, and Wendy's was number 2 based on Frosty.
Yeah, and Zaxby's, I wanted it to be higher up, but something's missing recently.
And your experience last night helped or hindered?
It didn't hurt it, but it wouldn't push it up the rankings.
Just stagnant?
I think the chicken parm sandwich at Zaxby's, if they made that a regular menu item and kept up the quality on that, I would consider putting Zaxby's are.
Okay.
Also, if they just, I don't know, something about the nibblers I don't enjoy. Maybe I just don't enjoy Zax sauce as much anymore.
We're gonna do a condiment ranking.
That would be really difficult, but we can try.
No, it wouldn't. Not for me.
We'll see. Also, anyone out there who has listened to the previous episodes, I think it's pretty obvious at this point we have stopped fighting and are now basically a mostly food podcast.
We rank food and or food
stuff. Yeah, I mean, we'll rank other things too, maybe, probably.
At some point.
But it's just part of our identities. We eat food, unfortunately.
Yes.
For better or worse.
No one else except us eats food.
Just us, so.
Can we talk about it?
We're the experts. We're the only ones who have eaten at these places.
Although, can you really consider candy as food? It's not really sustenance.
It's a variation of food. You can't. You gotta count it somehow.
I mean, you can eat it.
Exactly.
It's not, like, nutritious.
Yeah, but it has nutritional value in it.
What?
Good or bad.
Bad for sure.
Or not nutritional value. It has macro and micro nutrients. Good or bad. You know, it's got sugar.
Yeah.
I think that's a macronutrient.
I don't know, but you need sugar.
I used to worry about that stuff when I was lifting weights and exercising.
If you have too much sugar, you'll die of diabetes. Not sponsored by insulin.
Not a sponsor. Neither is Zaxby's, Chick-fil-A, Wendy's.
Anybody we talk about is not a sponsor yet.
None of the candies. But yeah, no.
We have a bunch of candy candidates.
So what I'll say, if someone wants us to sponsor them in a list.
Whether it be the Hershey's Corporation, the Mars Corporation.
We will rank your candies higher.
The Nestle Corporation. We can be bought.
We will be biased towards whoever's paying us money.
We have very little dignity.
I'm kidding, I think.
I'm definitely kidding. Unless you give me enough money.
Right.
Or free candy.
If you give me $1 million, I will pound the table for candy corn.
We're not going to talk about candy corn.
Well,
but
we will get to
it. I generally enjoy candy corn.
Well, we're going to get to that.
Okay.
I don't
like regular corn. Regular corn can die.
So I'll quickly go through the list of the various candies we're going to be ranking today.
Okay, don't give your actual rankings yet.
Right, no, this isn't alphabetical, but it's also not in any particular order.
It's not an alphabetical order or any other order.
It's just
random candies randomly on a page at the moment.
Ignore the random order. Butterfinger, Snickers, or I guess it's Butterfingers.
It's Butterfinger.
No, I think it's Butterfingers.
It's Butterfinger.
Whatever. Snickers, Kit Kat, Reese's, Milky Way.
We'll talk about that later.
M&M's, Skittles, Starburst, Sour Patch, Candy Corn, Twix, Hershey's, and Twizzlers.
Did you look at my list and write down the same order I had?
Yes.
Okay, I was about to say. Those aren't rankings.
Drew came up with the non-ranking order.
Yes.
Those rankings
wouldn't even be close to my actual rankings.
Right. I don't think they would for mine either.
My last place will shock a lot of people.
Well, I think we should start from last and work our way up to first.
I agree.
So, if I'm looking at this list, I guess if you're looking at this list, what would be your least favorite candy here?
I'm about to shock the world here.
I'm kind of concerned.
Our very small world we reach.
How many is this? 1, 2, 12. Okay.
So, 12th place.
No, I'm counting 13.
What do you mean 13? I said it cross out candy corn.
10, 12. I think we should include candy corn so I have something to put near the bottom.
Oh, then I gotta redo my whole ranking just if we add it back in.
Well, just leave it and kind of put some number in a half, 10.5 or whatever.
Okay, I'll put a half.
That's fine, yeah.
It won't be 10.5. I'll tell you that.
12.5?
No.
13, yeah, just make it 13 because it's the worst one.
No, it'll be above a lot of things on here.
All right, so what is your least favorite candy of this list? And we're trying to go with, like, recognizable candies that most people will know.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure,
like,
a ton of people know what these are.
Like, we won't do a Charleston Chew, which may be somewhat popular, but I don't know if it's...
I like Charleston
National
Chews.
Candy brand popular.
Only the chocolate ones, though.
We should... Yeah, yeah. So what's your least favorite?
My last place, which is going to stun some people, because I really don't like it that much, is Reese's.
What?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
So, peanut butter is one of the most overrated foodstuffs on the planet.
So Reese's peanut butter is really sugary, first of all.
It's not real peanut butter.
It's good peanut butter.
It's essentially grain.
And I do like peanut butter also.
So. See, that's where we differ.
Yeah, I guess so.
I will never eat it again if I don't have to.
Oh, my goodness.
It's just not good.
Reese's to me is a candy where if you give me one, it's going to be like, I really want some
more. So I'm going to guess they're in your top three or four.
And I'm not generally a candy person. We'll get to it.
Yeah.
I think they probably will.
But they are my last place because, one, too much packaging. You don't need to package the cardboard tray and the paper cup.
Well, yeah. That's interesting. That's interesting.
Fake peanut butter. Real peanut butter is barely tolerable. And fake stuff is just, blech.
Yeah, so this is like a result of you not liking peanut butter.
Three.
More than anything.
The easily meltable chocolate gets all over your fingers.
That's true. If you have Reese's in a hot place, it melts real quick.
And it also gets all over the paper cup if it's like a little hot.
It still tastes good, though. Like you can lick it
off the box. I like chocolate. I love chocolate candies more than like fruity candies.
The cardboard.
But they are my last place out of all these.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Well, look at that.
Yeah. So what is your highly hot debate last place candy?
I think...
Obviously candy corn, right?
It's that or one other. I think my... Yeah, we'll say my least favorite is candy corn.
Why is your least favorite? It's just sugar.
Yeah, but it tastes to me... See, candy, you know... Candy, when you're eating a piece of candy, you know what you're getting into. You know it's not going to be bad, but it's still going to taste good and be high quality.
Do you just not like the waxiness?
Candy corn, yeah, it tastes like this. I don't. It's almost like powdery crap. I hate it.
That's why I don't like the peanut butter and Reese's.
I hate it. No.
It's just, grainy, powdery crap.
No. That's candy corn. I feel like candy corn, if you just put it in water, it would dissolve in like 15 seconds.
I don't think it would ever change in like 20 years.
That may also be true.
Like a McDonald's French fry.
That may also be true.
If you leave it in a car, it'll be the same in a decade.
And we put McDonald's high, didn't we, on our list?
I can't remember. It was top six.
I think it was
six.
Like four, honestly, for me, maybe.
It was either five or six for me. Whatever. Last episode.
Yep. Candy corn, it's to me, it's low quality. It's not. Doesn't even taste good, so it's not worth whatever it is. And it's a seasonal thing.
It is seasonal.
No one's eating candy corn
it's not a summertime
April,
candy.
In April. Which, to me... No. To me, so no. People... I think people are only eating candy corn because it's just a seasonal thing and, hey, it's there. And
some people will die by the word of candy corn. That's how much they love it.
Now, see...
I know two people personally... Who has their favorite candy of all time.
That's gross.
They get big bowls of it for parties.
Ugh.
Not just for Halloween parties.
I won't have any of it. Nope.
Mm.
Now
you know one of the people pretty well.
I can't. Who?
Bobby.
Oh, no.
Bobby, oh, it's so good.
Candy corn, just, no. I'm sorry. It's not good. It's really not. It doesn't taste good. It doesn't taste like you're actually consuming.
So you don't like the pure sugar... Wax, multicolored.
I mean, it's fine. I'm fine with sugar. Obviously, it's candy.
Well, what else?
It's the wrong way to do sugar. Is all I'm saying. I'm literally...
Well, you know, it's pretty much solidified sugary dip you get for your pretzels.
Don't you dare talk bad about
pretzels. We're not talking about dips now.
The pretzels. Super pretzels.
Shout out to Auntie Anne's.
Not a sponsor.
Yet.
Yeah,
he would take that every day of the week.
Oh, man.
Get a free pretzel once a week.
And no one will be ahead of Waffle House, though. I'll do anything for those hash browns.
What if you got both?
Both.
You get hash browns and a pretzel.
Oh! Every episode?
You'd be super fat.
I would. Or I could just not eat for the day to get ready for it. Maybe that'll...
There you go. Pure carbs.
So I'll just be unhealthy.
Yeah. Only potatoes and pretzels.
That's good.
Okay, any other reasons why candy corn is a dead last for you?
No, I just... To me, there's nothing redeeming about it. And people... Except for, like, very few people. No one eats it anytime outside of the holidays, which...
I will agree that it is more seasonal than any of these other candies.
To me, that says people who are having parties think, oh, I gotta buy candy corn. And people at parties think, oh, it's the holidays. I guess I'll eat some candy corn.
It's not like circus peanuts, though. Those are just... Blech.
I don't know what circus peanuts are, so...
The big orange marshmallow peanuts...
I don't know what that is.
Okay, well, never mind.
Anyway, candy corn last.
All right, well, I disagree with that, except for the seasonal part.
Right.
I'll talk about it when I get to it.
Good. Yeah, you'll probably have number one or something.
Let's get your second to last.
My second to last is... Let me make sure I'm sure on this before I do it. It is Twizzlers.
Twizzlers. Wow.
I hate Twizzlers.
See, licorice is a very polarizing thing.
And I...
Either you like it or you really don't.
I can say confidently I do not like licorice.
Any kind.
Right.
Black, red...
I guess I don't know if I've had black licorice.
Maybe. Oh, buddy.
But
you'd know if you had it.
I know. There will be times where, you know, if, let's say I'm in the mood for candy. And it's real. I'm rarely in the mood for candy, honestly.
Yeah, I'm not much of a candy guy either, but I've had all of these.
But if the only candy available to me is a Twizzlers, I'll open it, take a bite, and throw it away.
Wow.
And just decide I didn't actually want that.
So what is it about licorice you don't like?
I just don't like the taste.
The medicinal taste.
It doesn't taste good. Yeah, yeah. It's like...
That also has like a waxy feeling.
Cough syrup candy. Yeah, it's not even good texture.
Hmm.
Just nothing to it. There's nothing to it.
But you can like bite the ends off and make a straw out of it. I've done that.
Yeah, but then you just get Sour Patch straws. Sour Punch straws, which we're not ranking here. But
Punch is straw, Patch is kids.
Right, yes.
We're ranking kids, not straws.
Right, right. But then I would just...
Which doesn't make any sense with the name of the podcast.
What, the last one?
We're not ranking straws. Yeah, we pulled a sneaky on them.
We can do a straw ranking and rank...
Yeah, let's rank straws.
Different fast food restaurants straws and see who has the best ones.
Ugh.
Or you could do like... But do we count a McFlurry spoon that's supposed to double as a straw?
Now, what about bendy straws?
It would depend on the bendy straw.
Like the structural integrity?
But what fast food places have bendy straws?
That's a good question. I know Moe's does, probably, but they're not fast food.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. Multicolored bendy straws.
Interesting.
I know. Hmm. It's great. Anyway.
Yep. So, candy corn last, Twizzlers second to last.
What so, 13 and 12 for you, respectively, are candy corn and Twizzlers.
What is your second to last one above Reese's?
This is another highly... I don't mean to be controversial just to get, like, listens.
Yep, yep.
This is 100% true in my book.
And really, we're not tweeting, so...
No, yeah. I haven't tweeted in a while.
None of our... No, I mean, we're not... tweeting these statements, so it's not like anyone's statement. Oh, good.
I'll put it on Facebook.
Okay.
Anyway, we reach a lot of people on Facebook, believe it or not.
Good.
Like 60 at least.
Oh.
But here we go. Second to last for me, Skittles.
Oh my gosh.
Let me tell you what.
What?
Well, first of all, not a big fruity candy guy.
Oh my goodness.
Chocolate above fruit any day of the week when it comes to candies.
I think our rankings are going to be... Almost
we polar are like we are right now polar opposite. But let's see, why else? Just get stuck in your teeth.
Any candy gets stuck
in
your teeth.
I'm not done yet.
Sorry.
I don't mind chocolate getting stuck in my teeth. It's more for later.
Oh god.
The Skittles are just dry.
Sour Patch, fruity. Nothing, peanut, or no, peanut M&M. Sour Patch
Skittles. Would you let me talk about Skittles?
Sorry. Sour Skittles.
Fruity candy, not good. Stuck in the teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Overrated by a long shot. Marshawn Lynch. I like him, actually.
Yeah,
I
was about to say.
Let's see, what else? Sour Skittles are not good.
But you don't like... So you don't like sour Skittles? You don't like the tropical Skittles? I actually hate the tropical Skittles,
if
I'm being honest.
I mean, I'll eat them, but they're just eh.
What, tropical or sour?
Any of them.
Oh, okay.
I really don't like sour Skittles, though.
Oh, I love sour Skittles.
But yeah, Skittles are just...
This is crazy
not good
to me. This is like... So far, your two least favorite are ones that I know will be near the top for me.
Well, that's just why we're here.
I guess so.
But yeah, Skittles for me are second to last.
Woo!
I would rather eat definitely candy corn, definitely Twizzlers, dots. We're not ranking dots, but dots.
Oh, gosh.
I
probably would have
Laffy Taffy.
I would have dots below candy corn.
Pixie sticks,
they are what they are.
They're not worth the effort, but I'd take those over Skittles.
That's kind of like lobster.
I've got Skittles and sour Skittles in my car right now.
Lobster's kind of worth the effort. Because it tastes really good, but it takes a lot of work. What do you have in your car?
Sorry. Skittles, sour Skittles, and Reese's Pieces.
Wow.
I do like Reese's Pieces.
Oh. Interesting.
As compared to the Reese's Cup.
Interesting. Well, yeah, so you shouldn't put it so low. I'm offended for Reese's, for you.
No, just we're talking about Reese's Cups right now. Because they're just, ugh. The worst.
No, I can't get on board. All right, whatever. You have Reese's, then Skittles. What is next? And this is the bottom, so Reese's is the least.
13 is Reese's Cups. Uh-huh. 12 is Skittles. Right. Any flavor. Mm-hmm. All right.
What is 11
third
for you?
To last.
What is better than Skittles and Reese's?
Sour Patch Kids. Yeah, you hate it. My list is infuriating me right now.
I swear to you.
I don't make this list to make you angry.
I'm pretty sure my
I know you like fruity candy better than chocolate candy.
I'm pretty sure my top five is going to be your bottom five.
It very well could be.
Oh my goodness.
But Sour Patch Kids, I just said I don't like sour candy.
He did say that. That's right.
I don't like stuck in my teeth.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's two big negatives right there for Sour Patch Kids.
I don't think it's gets stuck that bad, though. It's not the worst.
After you get rid of the sour outside, it will.
Mm, this hurts me. It really does.
So that's two big deals right there. Stuck in the teeth and sour. And fruity. Fruity candy is just bleh.
No, I
what
just,
am I, five? What? Give me chocolate. Give me caramel. Give me toffee.
What are we going to like? No.
Yeah.
See, sour candy.
We don't even have any toffee flavored candies on here.
We shouldn't. I wouldn't necessarily know where to rank it because I don't know toffee flavor that much.
Well, get used to it.
I'm telling you, Sour Patch is really good.
All right. Well, which one of my top three isn't your bottom three? What's your number 11?
This is funny. All right. So number 11.
First of all, your last two were.
So my least favorite was candy corn.
Yeah.
My next to second to least favorite is Twizzlers.
Yeah, okay.
So the one I would put above those two, maybe I am going to be controversial here.
Uh-oh.
M&M's.
M&M's, wow.
Yep.
I will say M&M's for me aren't much higher.
Oh, really? Okay, good.
Yeah, they're higher.
So maybe listeners...
They cracked the top 10.
No, any of our listeners here are yelling at me right now. But at least you're
not... Paul Hucker, no, I give it apps!
At least you're not yelling at me, so I feel
better. I just did. They're yelling at me, too.
That's true.
You like Reese's Cups or Skittles, you fucking idiot!
That's true.
Moron, Nimrod!
That's true. That's,
I sound like Sam Kinison right now.
I don't know who that is.
Comedian,
but
hilarious.
I agree, I do. I promise.
So M&M's are number 11. Why?
M&M's. So chocolate for me is hit or miss.
It's always hit.
Except
white chocolate.
If I'm eating an M&M, I'd rather it be a Skittle.
Well, that just doesn't work like that. If it's got an M on it, it's not a Skittle.
And
S stands for shouldn't be a Skittle.
And I just don't really care for the flavor that much.
There's not much there.
I will say for this ranking, I'm putting just standard M&M's. Peanut M&M's I would not have this low.
I agree with that.
But
the peanut helps.
It's a little difficult to consider every iteration of a candy sometimes. So I think I'm just going to go with regular M&M's and put them at 11. Only one above Twizzlers and two above.
Is it just because they're just like boring, bland stuff?
I'm fine with it.
And you're not a big chocolate fan?
I'm fine with a consistent candy like a consistent fast food restaurant like McDonald's.
Mm.
Nothing wrong with a consistent candy that doesn't blow you away, but it gives you what it gives you every single time.
Yep.
But to me, M&M's just isn't worth it.
So it's a 10.8 rebound to game candy.
It's exactly.
It's a Glenn Davis candy.
It's just to me, it's consistently below what I want from candy.
All right.
And I will never choose to eat it. I will never really enjoy it.
Well, when we get to the top of your list, we'll find out what you want in candy.
Except for peanut M&M's, but.
That's a different story because I have peanuts.
Right, right.
We could talk about peanut candies all day. Payday.
Oh, Payday, yeah. That's a good one.
All right, so 13, candy corn, 12, Twizzlers, 11, M&M's.
For 10, so...
Top 10, here we go. Paul's 10th ranked candy of this list. Will be one of my top five.
I think so, I do. I think I'm about to...
If so, I will leave the room.
Well, that's going to be...
I won't leave the room.
Good, good.
He's finishing by himself. That's what she said.
One above M&M's.
All right, number 10, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. One above M&M's for me is Hershey's.
Okay, I'm not going to get too mad about that one.
Oh, I keep thinking you're just going to leave the room.
Now, do we factor in all Hershey's flavors or just milk chocolate?
I think we have to look at the Hershey's candy because you could go a million directions with just the name
Hershey's. So white milk and dark.
That's true. I do like their cookies and cream Hershey's.
Let's not talk about that, because that's, yeah, just that's the, got the cookies the standard, in there.
Standard
bar of solid chocolate. Right. And dark, milk, and white.
Unless there's just something that's really... some variation of a candy that's very relevant and really important. Like, if we're talking Doritos, we couldn't just talk about Cool Ranch. Or only what's the red one?
The regular nacho cheese Doritos?
Yeah, nacho cheese Doritos. We couldn't only talk about that and not talk about Cool Ranch.
A lot of people prefer the Cool Ranch.
Like, with Twix, we can't just talk about left Twix and not right Twix.
Right.
So, it's important to kind of...
Left.
Make sure... No, right all the way. It's important to make sure that...
Are you talking about your political beliefs right now? Oh, we're getting into politics!
No!
Episode 9, breaking into politics!
No, we're going to rank politicians.
Number one, Joseph Stalin.
We're going to rank political views.
We're not going to do any of that.
Number one, communism.
We're both wearing blue and we're talking about red.
Oh, that's funny.
I forgot where we were.
Yeah.
Number 10 for you. That's
yeah,
right.
Sure, Hershey's. Just go ahead.
Now, what do you like more, dark milk or white?
White, milk, dark.
Is that first to third?
Yes, white is better than milk.
Now I disagree with dark. Now I wholeheartedly disagree
with
this.
What would you put?
Backwards.
Oh, okay.
Dark milk, white.
Because you're a chocolate guy. It's as simple as that.
Yeah. I have a sophisticated chocolate palate.
Is white chocolate actually chocolate?
No. You know what it is, really?
Did we have that discussion, or did I have it with someone else? I don't remember.
I've talked about it with people.
Okay.
Maybe
what,
you.
What? So
white chocolate is essentially garbage. That's not an opinion. That's just a fact.
See, I don't think you can just say that and act like it's the...
It's not chocolate, for one thing.
It's lying
to you right off the bat.
So what is it? What is white chocolate?
It's mostly vanilla, believe it or not.
So it's not garbage, it's vanilla.
Vanilla is garbage.
Oh, my God.
We talked about that with the Frosty flavors.
No. Yes, and we talked about how vanilla was better.
No. I will say vanilla is more versatile.
I will say I also do want a vanilla Frosty, right?
Shout out to Wendy's number two.
Yeah, not a sponsor. So what is...
Dark chocolate is fantastic.
What is your 10?
So my 10th, cracking the top 10 here.
You have Reese's at 13,
yep.
Skittles 12,
yep.
Sour Patch 11. What is, for you, one better than Sour Patch?
Cracking the top 10, beating Reese's by a mile, Skittles by a good bit, and Sour Patch by like a... couple of feet.
A few feet,
yeah.
A few foot.
Candy corn, baby.
Candy
corn.
All right, that's
10.
Fine. At least you didn't have it too high.
No, it wasn't going to be the top three.
I was ready to fight.
I'll tell you why it's kind of low.
Why?
It's not that special.
Right.
It is seasonal.
Uh-huh.
I do like it because it's doesn't get stuck.
Yep, true.
It's pure sugar. And it has three colors.
For better or worse.
You can bite each color off.
Three colors. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I like the multicolor. And get a bag of, like, I don't know, a million pieces for a nickel.
Oh, so it's a good value.
It is the best value probably on this list.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I mean, it's going to be any chocolate bar. Skittles.
It's not going to be, no. It'll be every, not every fruity candy, but...
Yeah, maybe, sure. Okay, that's fine. Yeah, because it's so crappy. It's so low quality that it's just no one has to charge anything for it. You want to talk about actual trash?
White chocolate.
Candy corn. Whatever. Anything else you got on candy corn?
I mean, it's a lot better than you give it credit for.
No.
It's either you like it or you hate it.
If we
don't love it, no one loves it.
If we had a list of 100 candies, it would be somewhere between 90 and 100 for me on the bottom.
Really?
Probably 95 to 100 on the bottom.
Even like candied jalapenos?
That's not candy.
Hey, it tastes like candy if you make it right.
That sounds gross.
It's
that
really
sounds
good.
So gross.
With cream cheese and chips?
That sounds wrong and disgusting.
You haven't had it.
You're right, and I will.
We're not talking about candied vegetables.
Yeah, you brought it up.
Hey, it's delicious.
So you have candy
it's
corn.
It's better than Reese's Cups.
Candy corn at 10. Anything else on candy corn before?
Not that we haven't said already.
What is for you 9? One above candy corn, 2 above Sour Patch.
First of all, I forget. Where did you have M&M's?
M&M's for me are 11.
Okay, well they are my number 9.
They're your 9. Okay.
I'll tell you why.
Why is that?
They are multicolored. Sure.
Uh-huh.
Each candy coating is the same flavor.
True.
There are no flavors.
True.
It's just colors.
I feel like you're looking into this candy a lot more detailed than I am.
You gotta get in depth.
You're right. I'm not doing it right. You're doing
it. But M&M's, I love chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like milk chocolate that much. It's better than white chocolate.
Sure.
The candy coating is... They don't really melt. That's a good thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, if they do, they'll get the color on your fingers from the candy. Mm-hmm. Let's see, what else?
About the flavor.
You get a lot in the bag.
Are you a fan of the flavor?
It's chocolate, yeah.
Okay.
But I wish they were multi-flavored based on the candy coatings.
Is it like average chocolate for you?
Yeah, it's okay. That's why it's number 9.
Right.
Peanut M&M's are better.
Yep, I agree.
The crunchy M&M's are better.
I agree.
Pretzel M&M's are better.
Don't they have like dark chocolate M&M's or something?
Those are good.
Those are?
Yeah, I'm not
a dark chocolate guy.
Oh, love it. But yeah, number 9 M&M's. Regular M&M's might be the worst M&M. Those are peanut butter M&M's.
That may be right.
Because I hate peanut butter.
Peanut butter?
M&M's.
Yes.
Terrible.
I've never had peanut butter M&M's. I've had peanut
M&M's. If we were ranking, like, inside of candies, like what's inside, caramel would be the best.
They probably have caramel.
And if you say M&M's. Caramel, I hate you.
They probably have caramel M&M's. Now I'm worried. Am I going to say caramel on accident?
It might be caramel. There's another A in there.
I don't know if it is.
I might be saying it wrong.
Caramel.
But to me, it's right.
No, it's caramel.
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 I'm saying caramel.
Caramel.
It's easier to say. It's less pretentious.
That's fine.
Yeah. It might be incorrect. I don't care. I don't care. I'm L. But yeah, number 9 M&M's. Oh. Your number 9 is.
All right. So.
It's going to be one of my top 2. I can feel it.
We keep saying that, and I actually have not been.
Yeah, we're not too far off so far, except for the last few.
Well, I will say we are far off with some of yours, but.
I said the last couple. Last few.
Okay.
We're moving to the middle rounds now, so it's more.
We've really been moving along here. So my number 9 is Milky Way.
Milky Way at 9. Okay.
I feel kind of guilty ranking Milky Way. I don't eat Milky Way. I don't know. I might have had. Actually, you know, I've definitely had Milky Way in kind of the small versions, so.
Then you've had it.
Yeah.
So since you've had it, you can rank it.
Yes. So I won't put it here.
Then what are you going to put in 9?
My number 9 is Kit Kat.
Wow. Now we're disagreeing.
Break me off a piece of that number 9 bar.
Break me off a piece of a better opinion. Social commentary.
Oh, no.
Why is it so low?
I just don't like it that much.
What, do you not like the wafer?
I haven't had many Kit Kats either, though. Maybe that's coming in.
What about full-size Kit Kats?
Yeah. Well, that's what I would have had more of. So, for me, we're getting into the candy that I definitely enjoy. So, it's almost not even...
Kit Kat at 9?
It's not even really an indictment.
It's pretty indicting.
No, it's not.
Or indicative.
Because after 9, I'm going to go ahead and say my 8, which is Milky Way.
Okay. So, you moved it up one spot.
Mm-hmm.
Over Kit Kat for some reason.
It's correct. Because I do actually enjoy
Milky Way. You got to tell me why you don't like Kit Kat. You got to have some reasoning.
Well, so, but I'll finish the thought. My next 7 are ones that I would definitely eat and enjoy. For me, Kit Kat, it's good. I think it's carried by the chocolate, and because I'm not a big chocolate guy, it's just not that great to me.
Yeah, it's going to sway it.
So, I just, you know, the wafer is good. I do think it's a good touch, but I wish there were maybe another flavor in there. It's kind of like an Oreo. Oreo is just so good because not only do you have this chocolate that does taste really good, you also have just the cream filling.
We're not ranking cookies right now.
Yeah, but it's really good, and it's
that's another episode of snack rankings.
It's a way to, for me, not focus just on the chocolate. If the chocolate is the main piece of the whatever you're eating, it's not as good for me. So
this might be the most opposite one we have other than Reese's.
Like it or love it.
Or apparently not. Apparently you'll
or
take
hate
it.
I guess you can hate it.
You don't hate it, you're just like eh.
But I just it's not my thing. 8 Milky Way, I do kind of, you know, piggybacking on the other stuff inside of it. I think Milky Way has a good taste other than just the chocolate.
It's chocolate, caramel, and nougat, I believe.
Right. And the caramel is a very big part of it, and to me it tastes good. I don't love caramel more than anything in the world, but I do enjoy caramel, and I will gladly eat caramel.
You give me an option of a hot fudge sundae or a caramel sundae, I'm going caramel every time.
Me too, because hot fudge doesn't sound great to me, because I'm not a chocolate guy.
What about strawberry syrup?
I would take caramel because strawberry syrup sounds kind of weird to me.
Have you not had it?
I'd rather have just ice cream with strawberries in it.
That's good. Strawberry ice cream? Yeah.
No, I just meant real strawberries on vanilla ice cream.
That sounds terrible.
It's so good.
No, give me strawberry ice cream with chunks of strawberry. That'd be good. We'll rank ice cream later, too. You better believe it.
That would be good. Yeah, yeah. That's a good one.
I like too much sweet stuff so far. So, we got fast food and candy. We're going to kill you people.
I know.
Make sure you eat every one of these that we've talked about.
Maybe we'll rank vegetables next.
Was it like a 2-minute episode?
Oh, that would be good. We should rank vegetables, honestly.
I don't know enough veggies.
Sure you do.
I could do fruit.
Or fruit. Oh, yeah. Fruit would be good.
We can rank fruits all day.
Look at this. This is why we record.
So we're coming up with ideas.
So we can come up
live
with ideas
on air.
For... This is perfect. Look at us.
Any other reasoning behind number 8 being Milky Way?
No. Milky Way, not much for me there. Just it's fine. It tastes good. I like the caramel in there. So, your turn.
Give me another rundown of what you have so far.
So far, my least, and I'm going from least
bottom
favorite to favorite.
Yeah.
Candy corn,
mm-hmm.
Twizzlers,
yeah.
M&M's and Hershey's.
11 and 10.
Right, respectively.
Yeah.
Kit Kat and Milky Way.
Okay, so that's 13 to 8.
Correct. So what you have, your Reese's...
My 13 to 9 so far is Reese's Cups, mm-hmm. Skittles, mm-hmm. Sour Patch Kids, candy corn, and M&M's.
Whew, it's crazy. I'm telling you.
Time for number 8.
Number 8, yeah. What is your number 8?
My number 8 is Hershey's.
Above Reese's. So Hershey's is above Reese's for you, okay.
It's way above Reese's.
Good, I'm just... Oh, above M&M's, I mean.
Yeah, above M&M's, yeah.
I was looking
because I love dark chocolate.
Yep.
I like milk chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And white chocolate is, like, Satan's favorite candy. It's just pure vanilla in the bar.
White chocolate's good. It's really
no,
good.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
But Hershey's is just good dark chocolate, okay milk chocolate.
Yeah.
It's a consistent candy.
Yep.
It's the 10.8 rebound candy.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like...
You know what you get.
For me, it's kind of like that. It's M&M's that's just about...
No, it would be higher except for the semi-easy melting point. And,
correct.
And the breakability in package.
Yeah. I think also Hershey's are helped because you can put them in s'mores and things like that.
That it is versatile.
So, yeah.
And you can pick off individual pips.
I feel like you can put Hershey's in a lot of things. I wonder if, like, Melting Pot and other... what's Melting Pot? What kind of... what's
Fondue.
They probably just put Hershey's for the chocolate.
Maybe. Things,
and it's good.
Yeah, I mean, you can melt it. You can break off individual pieces,
but
put it in s'mores.
I'm sure Melting Pot actually
Hershey's
has
syrup goes on ice cream and in chocolate milk.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, it's a big company.
Definitely.
Based in Pennsylvania.
Yep. It's the candy that started it all.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I have no idea.
He's talking out of his ass on
I'm a candy historian. What can I say?
Number 8, Hershey bars. We're talking bars here. We're not talking chocolate
just
chips.
Just the default Hershey's.
Yeah. But yeah, dark chocolate bar, then milk chocolate bar.
Mm-hmm.
Then, like, I don't know, maybe trash. Like a bag of trash. And then white chocolate. Yeah.
What about the cookies and cream Hershey's? They're good.
That's different because of the cookie.
Yeah, it's really good.
Now, I know people who, like, swear by Oreo-flavored things like milkshakes.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Not
as good as people say.
Oh, okay.
You're
saying that's
it's a milkshake. Of course it's good.
Okay. Yeah.
But, like, Oreo-flavored things are just eh.
Not your thing, okay.
So cookies and cream is eh.
I love cookies and cream. I love Oreo stuff.
That's... Hershey's with almonds, pretty good.
I haven't had that.
It's almonds. They're good.
I can imagine what it tastes like.
I haven't had them in years, but last time I did, yeah, solid stuff.
So there's just a million different types of Hershey's.
Yeah, we can go on about them, but yeah, they're my number 8.
All right, so 8. What about 7? What do you
have? Getting to the exact middle of the list.
Above Hershey's.
Above Hershey's is a fruity candy, believe it or not.
Ooh.
I don't like fruity candies.
What is this?
Based on 2 flavors alone.
The last fruity candy? Is that we're looking at here?
Let's see.
Oh, no. I guess we can. Yeah.
No, it's not the last fruity one.
Okay. What is
my middle ground candy, the median of the list.
Uh-huh.
Based on 2 flavors alone is Starburst, number 7.
Starburst. Okay. 7 for Starburst. I guess we count Twizzlers, so that's the last remaining fruit candy.
Yes, for me it is.
So, all right, Starburst at 7. Why Starburst?
Cherry and strawberry are fantastic.
Okay.
Forget the tropical Starburst. Give me the regular cherry, the regular strawberry.
Yeah.
Red and pink wrappers.
Yeah.
Throw away the lemon. The orange is okay, but based on those two alone,
yeah,
they're really good.
Okay.
It would be higher, but most of the flavors suck.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I mean...
And you get like 16 in a pack. It's a decent deal. They don't really get stuck in your teeth.
Oh, for me, they get stuck in my teeth.
Not for me.
That was one of my gripes with Starburst.
Huh. I will say the individual wrapper is kind of eh.
Yeah, that's true.
Not really.
It's not the most convenient candy.
No. But some of them are worth it.
And it's not versatile like Hershey's.
No, but I will say you can like smush them together and mix flavors.
Is that good?
Yeah, I guess. It's an option.
You talk like you've done it.
I have. Plenty of times.
Okay.
Every kid has.
Okay.
I feel like.
Yeah, so Starburst, I think, is another one of those candies where...
It can't be a top. It can't be a bottom.
Yeah, yeah. It's for fruity candies,
it's not,
I guess,
really
for
polarizing.
You. Right.
It's just a basic, consistent.
Yeah, most people
candy.
Like Starburst. Maybe the opinions will vary on what color Starburst.
It's another 10.8 rebound candy, but in the fruit department.
Right. No, just, you know, you know what you're getting every night. That's how it goes.
Yeah, there you go. No, nothing about Starburst will shock you.
Unless you run electricity through.
Unless someone makes like a toothpaste Starburst.
Oh.
Yeah, that can oof.
Ooh.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Please no.
I've seen somebody put toothpaste in an Oreo.
Oh, that was me.
You didn't do that.
Yeah, that was me. Who did I prank? I pranked someone.
Emmanuel Nino ate it.
Yeah, I
you
did that. That was me.
Wow, what a dick.
I remember that. That's so funny.
Yeah, he was pretty pissed.
That's so funny.
Because you get the chocolate cookie and then, hey, Crest.
I don't remember where I saw it, but someone... It was like,
outside of the damn stone tables on the boardwalk.
It was I'm saying I don't remember where I saw the idea.
Oh,
but it was
probably Jackass.
It was a prank, maybe. It was a prank where you take an Oreo. Oh, I completely forgot about this. That is funny. You take an Oreo, you split it, and you can keep the like an outside ring of the candy, but you cut out a little bit of the middle, put toothpaste in it, and close it. And someone will eat it.
Oh, what an ass. Oh, that's a dick move
that's
right
so
there.
Funny.
It's hilarious.
I completely forgot about
nah,
that.
We're both going to hell.
That's so funny. That's,
you're going to hell for sugary pranks.
That's great.
I'm going to hell for just hating people in general.
Murdering, you know.
Yeah, that too. Alright, so what was that, 7?
Yeah,
my 7 was
yeah.
Starburst. What's your 7?
My 7, so above Milky Way and Kit Kat. My next one is...
You had these ranked already.
No, I don't.
Oh.
No, I'm kind
of...
I
See,
wanna,
I'm ahead of the curve here. I've got them all ranked.
It's an organic discussion for me. I'm willing to consider...
Organic, shmorganic.
I think I'm going to match you. 7 for me is Starburst.
Hey, we agree on one.
For reasons previously discussed, it is... You know what you're getting. It tastes good. Nothing special. I don't like how it can get stuck in your teeth. It's not the easiest thing in the world to eat. It's just not.
No, it's not.
And if you're having any teeth pains at all, it's going to hurt.
It's middle because you know what you're getting.
Yep, yep. It's M&M's, but I don't like chocolate, so I have it higher than M&M's.
It is... How do I put this in sports terms?
Mm-hmm.
It is the... I'll say Klay Thompson.
Game? No.
No, he's terribly inconsistent.
Game manager quarterback.
The Andy Dalton of candies?
The Alex Smith of candies.
That's a great one. The Alex Smith of candies,
yeah.
Yes.
That's a pretty
good one. Andy Dalton's all over the place.
Yeah, he really is.
Okay, the Alex Smith of candies is Starburst.
That really works.
Shout out to Alex Smith.
Not a sponsor.
You need a Starburst sponsor, dude.
Neither are the... I guess he's on the
Redskins
right now, yeah.
By the way, if you think Redskins is a racist name, just shut up.
We're not getting into politics, okay?
No, I'm just saying.
That is broaching
Native
politics.
Native Americans don't even care.
That is broaching politics.
It is politics.
Yes, so...
Your name is Paul, we're talking about?
Shut your mouth.
All right, so 7 is Starburst for both of us.
I have a tick on me?
No.
Funny?
No, it wasn't. All right, so 7 both of us Starburst. Probably will be the only one we agree upon.
We'll see, but probably.
No, definitely.
I only have a few left.
It actually can't not be.
Well, sure it can, because we only have a few... We have a few left that neither of us have ranked.
That's true, but I doubt it.
So, 6 for me, I am going to go with... Snickers.
Snickers is 6. Sixers. Mm-hmm. Snickers.
I think Snickers.
Got him.
I think Snickers are a very good candy. They taste good. They're chocolate, so it's a little downgrade for me, but it's still good.
How do you feel about the peanut and nougat?
I think it all tastes good. I think Snickers works really well. It's not going to be my favorite candy. It's not something that if I ate one of, I would just really be craving another. So maybe it's good for that.
It's probably reason. The densest candy on this list.
Yeah, probably.
Got the most weight to it.
Behind like Starburst. We're talking per square centimeter.
Like just based on weight alone.
Yeah, yeah. So I think, Snickers 6 for me. It does taste good. I really enjoy Snickers. But
is that your highest chocolate candy?
It's not a home run, no.
Oh, okay. We'll get to that.
I have two more chocolate candies, I believe.
I'm not going to look because I'm just going to wait for you to finish your number 6.
Yep. So for me, I have Snickers above Starburst, above Milky Way, above Kit Kat, Hershey's, and then the other crap.
Okay.
So that is my 6. What is your 6 above Starburst and above Hershey's?
All right, first of all, where did you have Hershey's and Milky Way?
Hershey's for me was 10 out of 13. Milky Way was 8 out of 13.
Okay. Hershey's for me was 8.
Yeah.
And Milky Way is also going to be 2 ahead of yours at 6.
6, okay.
I'll tell you why, because I love caramel. Love right. Chocolate.
Yeah.
Nougat, eh.
Yeah.
I just don't have it enough. If I had it more, it might be top 5. I don't like the Milky Way dark.
But you don't have Milky Way enough is what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
I don't like the Milky Way dark. It doesn't go with the caramel.
Can't say I've ever tried it.
The dark doesn't go with the caramel. It just doesn't.
I'm sure they tried and maybe the response wasn't great. So.
Some candies can, like Ghirardelli. Mm-hmm. They're dark chocolate with caramel. It's really good.
That's a different level candy, yeah. I feel
that's
like.
That's a higher quality chocolate.
Yeah.
Milky Way 6 because it's like
Valentine chocolate.
All things I just said, I can't put it above the rest of my 5.
Yeah,
or the top 5 because it's just a little better than consistent.
Yeah, yeah, that makes
but
sense.
But it's all right.
I think that makes
if
sense.
If you gave me one, I would eat it.
Yeah, definitely. Same with me. That's me with Snickers. I feel the same way. I think 6 is the ranking. We're on the same page. Different.
All right, so
candy,
before I crack my top 5, I'm going to get one more rundown from 13 to 6.
So worst to sixth.
Reese's, 13. Obvious last place.
Oh, gosh.
Skittles, 12.
Yep.
Obvious last place, Fruity Candy.
Yep.
Sour Patch Kids, 11. 10, Candy Corn. 9, M&M's Plain.
Yeah.
I got to say plain.
Yeah, very right.
8, Hershey Bars.
Plain.
If it were only white chocolate, that'd be ranked 14 out of 13. 7 was Starburst, based on bad flavors and hard to open.
Yep.
And 6 was Milky Way.
So what is your 5?
Breaking the top 5 here, right above you I have Snickers at 5.
5, okay.
Because of most of what you said is true. Good candy, chocolate, peanuts, nougat, caramel.
Not going to binge eat it, though.
It's dense. It's kind of filling for a candy.
It's true. That's very true.
The commercials make you sound good.
Yeah, maybe it isn't actually filling. They just tell you that.
Hey, Snickers satisfies.
It does.
It sponsors a lot of stuff. Snickers.
Not us, though.
Oh, it's a big sponsor. Not yet.
Not yet.
A lot of sponsors. A lot of sponsorships. There's no real appeal with the packaging. It's brown wrapper.
True. True.
But it's a big logo. You know it when you see it. Blue letters. Snickers! All caps.
There you go.
It's just a really good candy, man.
Yep.
I love chocolate.
Well, it's in your top 5, so you must
think
it's good.
Yeah, it's top 5. It's number 5.
There you go.
And that's it. What's your number 5?
5 for me. Here, we'll go through mine before we crack my top 5.
13 to 6 for Paul.
Least favorite candy corn. Then Twizzlers, M&M's, Hershey's, Kit Kat, Milky Way, Starburst, and then Snickers. So,
cracking your top 5.
My number 5, above Snickers, above Starburst, above Milky Way, above all these other ones.
I feel like I'm going to very much disagree with this.
5 is Skittles.
Yep, very much disagree with
this. Well, because you had it at 12.
Oh, it's so bad.
Now, I think, for me, it's the consistency of M&M's. But it tastes good.
Nah.
You always know what you're getting.
You do always know what you're getting.
I also love sour. So for me, sour Skittles really comes into play here.
Mm.
I would have sour Skittles before I would have normal Skittles. And
would say we couldn't disagree more, but we can.
if sour Skittles were the candy we were ranking and not just Skittles, it would be close to number one.
Now we disagree more.
But I think Skittles deserves to be up there. It's not something I would just... It would not be my number one candy. It would not be something I'm grabbing every single time if I'm presented with some of these other options. And I'm not giving it enough credit here at five, but I think five is an appropriate ranking for it. So I'm going to stick with five.
Okay, I thought you would have it higher, not going to lie.
Look at that, I'm full of surprises. I'm a surprising guy. What can I
say? I knew it would be your top five. That's not really surprising.
No.
Based on your fruit candy leggings.
Most people when presented with this list would have Skittles at number five.
Maybe so. I'm an enigma. We've been through this.
It's true. It is true.
I'm like no one else you know.
So, I'm the most funny person you know.
You are the most average person on the planet. Physically, mentally, emotionally. maybe not mentally.
Mentally? No.
You're slightly above average there.
I'll take that. I'll allow it.
Emotionally, you're just like even keel all the time.
Yep, which is...
You make terrible decisions on candies.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know what? I'm going to make a good decision here for number four.
Hey, way to transition there.
My number four is Twix.
Okay, I don't disagree with that.
I almost regret not putting Twix at five and Skittles at four, but I'm going to stick with it, and here's why.
Why?
I really like putting Twix in a freezer and eating it.
Oh, baby. When it comes to frozen chocolate candies, they're way up there.
If you put a Twix PB in the freezer, oof.
No.
It's so good.
We're not ducking the peas.
Right, right. This is personal opinion, obviously.
I'm just disagreeing.
Obviously. And I think, honestly, for me, Twix P... What'd you say?
Nothing.
Hey, listener there, what'd you tell me? I couldn't hear it.
Hey, what?
Listener.
There you go.
What'd you tell me? Yeah.
They'll tell you in the email.
They didn't say anything. I don't...
Not a teleconference.
You're right. That was a bad... So
number four, Twix.
Right.
Expanding upon this...
For me, this is kind of like Skittles, where I almost would just have it as Twix PB, where I'm ranking instead of just normal Twix. But I think either one is really good in the freezer, and by itself. But to me, the freezer, for some reason, I don't know why, makes it better.
I'm not going to disagree there.
So yeah, that's my four. I'm sticking with it. What is your number four, above Snickers?
Above Snickers for me. We're going to very much disagree here based on your ranks already.
I'm sure. I'm very sure.
Is Twizzlers. And not... I don't want to say Twizzlers as their own brand. Also, Red Vines.
I don't know what that is.
It's another licorice whip.
Okay.
Twizzlers are thinner and the hole is smaller, but they have more licorice in them.
You can't rank Red Vines. We're ranking Twizzlers.
Okay, well, fair enough. Alright, so Twizzlers are number four because...
Like, I can't do Sour Patch.
I am a big fan of licorice.
And not black, sour red. Straw.
Black or red, doesn't matter.
Right.
It used to be used for medicine.
What?
Licorice.
Does it have medicinal values? Or properties?
Did cocaine back in the day?
I don't know.
Well, ask Coca-Cola.
Ask Coca-Cola, okay.
But anyway, number four, Twizzlers. I love licorice.
Ugh.
It's fun to eat.
I don't think I despise licorice. I just don't like it.
It's the funnest candy to eat on this list. You can whip people with it. You bite the ends, make a straw.
I don't play with my candy. I eat it.
It's strawberry flavored.
Back in my day, we ate candy. We didn't play with it.
I love strawberry flavored things.
Yeah. I think
you can also get cherry pull and peel. They have the chocolate Twizzlers. Haven't had those. Don't want to have those.
I bet you'd like it.
But it is way above Skittles in the fruity department. Way above Sour Patch. Anything sour is just way, super low.
We're just going to have to disagree to agree.
That's the phrase. If I agreed with you, we'd both be wrong.
If I agree with you, we'd both be in agreement.
All right, so number four, yeah, Twizzlers.
Uh-huh.
But more than consistent, always good.
Now we're touching the top three. What is your top three?
Oh, we're breaking the top three.
Mm-hmm.
You had this one pretty low, I feel like.
My
number three candy.
Okay.
And that is Kit Kat.
Oh. Tell me about the...
I love the wafer. Kit I love Kat the breakability. Mm-hmm. You break them apart, the commercial.
Yep.
All that snapping.
Yep.
Let's see, what else about it?
He came with notes. I haven't done any sort of preparation.
Well, here, I'm looking at my phone here to see what I have written down about it. That's a lie. I'm not doing that at all. I'm but, playing Wordscapes.
Yeah, he's just
playing a game on the phone. Shout out to Wordscapes.
Not a sponsor.
No, that'd be sweet.
I've never played it, so...
No, you just make words out of letters.
Like Scrabble, kind of.
Kind of, but not really.
Right.
But yeah, so number three for me is Kit Kat. I love chocolate. Love the wafer.
What about a Kit Kat... To me, it's just unspectacular. I don't see anything.
The only reason it's not higher, like 2 or 1, is because the it melts easily mm-hmm. in your fingers. Mm-hmm. Like, what did I say did? The Reese's. But it's a lot better.
Yep.
It's always good. I love their ad campaign.
That's true. They did have a good ad campaign. See?
You got to factor in everything here.
Yeah, but doesn't definitely
It's my roommate's favorite candy.
Well.
He loves Kit Kat.
Yeah. Maybe that's why. Maybe you just didn't...
No, influenced. I also love Kit Kat.
But maybe you didn't. Maybe you like it more.
It's
now.
One of the better. Like, you know how you get the fun size candies yes. for like Halloween and stuff.
Yes.
They're full size Kit Kats in the fun size package.
That's funny.
But you only get 2 instead of 4.
Right. Interesting.
So the size is good. There is a wrong way to eat Kit Kat.
What is that?
Do you know who Giancarlo Stanton is?
Baseball player.
Yes, for the Yankees. He takes the whole king size bar and bites into it.
Oh.
Yeah. It makes me angry when I see that picture.
I'm not a regular Kit Kat guy, and I don't do that.
But you know how to eat it, right? You break one off and you
eat
it.
Right, right, right.
Breaking off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Yep, it makes sense.
Yes. Hence the ad campaign.
Hence the ad campaign.
Yes, number 3. It's really good candy. It's always, always good. Haven't had a bad one. I've seen white Kit Kat.
I think most candies you're going to get consistency, except for stupid
candy. You might like the white Kit Kat more.
Except for stupid candy corn. I haven't had the white Kit Kat.
I've seen it. I refuse to touch it.
I bet it's pretty good.
I just want to burn it. But white probably can't be set on fire.
Burn it in a s'more.
You can do that if you want. I have never had a Kit Kat s'more.
I'm sure you could set a white candy white Kit Kat on fire.
I haven't tried, but I will say this. I will try a Kit Kat s'more. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, you know, I'm...
Put the whole bar in a graham cracker.
Trying to innovate here. Trying to innovate.
Hey, I'll try it. I'll try anything once. Food-wise. Not anything, people.
All right,
Any ideas?
Yep, don't.
But yeah, number 3, Kit Kat. What is your third ranked candy?
My third ranked? My
Third ranked candy.
My third ranked candy is Reese's.
Yep, we are 10 spots apart on this one. I'm not even going to talk on this one. I'm just going to let you babble your bullshit real quick.
I love Reese's. Reese's is one where if you eat one, you need to eat more, and it's just a problem. So it's almost a bad thing. It tastes so good. The peanut butter is so sugary. It's terrible for you, but it's perfect for the cup itself.
Really hard not to call you a moron right now.
The chocolate itself is also really good. I don't know how they did it, but the chocolate by itself is really good. Reese's is, they had the Reese's pieces, which I prefer the cup more than the pieces, but I really like the pieces also. I just think Reese's, you know, you're always going to get a candy that tastes really good. Even if it's melted, it tastes so good. Being melted sometimes helps because then you got to really work for it and it tastes so good. So Reese's for me, no question, number 3. I just, not even close. And it disappoints me. It disappoints me to my core that you have it below things like candy corn.
Way below candy corn.
3 below candy corn. Don't exaggerate.
Yeah, but just the sheer separation between 13 and 10.
Nah, just Reese's is so good. If you're talking about a candy that I would definitely want to eat, a lot of times I'm looking for a Reese's. Now, I don't have it above. It's not my first, and I have 2 others above it. But for me, if I'm picking a candy, a lot of times it would be a Reese's.
You know what I just realized?
What's that?
I got my red suit in the mail today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I haven't seen it yet because I wasn't there when it arrived.
So is this a Santa suit or just a red formal suit?
It's just a red suit.
Yeah.
So not Santa-based or anything.
Not Santa-based.
It'll be good for Christmas, though.
Yeah, just dye your beard white, and then you can be a formal Santa.
I'm not going to do that.
Get a red cap.
I will get a Santa hat, yeah.
Okay.
All right, so your number 3, unfortunately, was Reese's.
Fortunately for me.
All right, let's see. So you're on 2 right now.
Yes, my number... And you know what? I guess we're both on 2. And really, this is about seeing which one is number 1, because once I've said number 2, it's already obvious what number 1 is. So, my number two, and also by result, my number one, or not by result,
by default,
is my number one.
Your number two first.
Yeah, maybe I should. I'll reword this here. Now that I've properly confused everyone. So I am deciding between Sour Patch and Butterfinger. For me, my number one candy is Sour Patch.
Well, number another 10-spot difference here.
Number two, Butterfinger.
Okay.
And for me, I really, really like Butterfinger. In middle school, if you had asked me what my favorite candy was, it was Butterfinger. I just think Butterfinger does such a good job of including the chocolate, but having all these other flavors that taste really good, and it's a really unique flavor.
I will wholeheartedly agree with that.
Beautiful. Yes. I think Butterfinger is the bomb.
Have you had the Butterfinger milkshake at Cookout?
Yes. Mm. I don't like it as much as the Oreo milkshake, but I really do like it.
No, give me Butterfinger.
For me, the Butterfinger milkshake, I have to be in a certain mood to get. When I'm in that mood, it's amazing.
But that's the only mood I'm ever in there.
Oreo for me is consistently at the top. So that's number two. Number one, at Sour Patch. I love sour stuff. Sour stuff is my favorite candy in the entire world. The only thing I would consider putting above Sour Patch is Warheads, but I wouldn't actually. I just really enjoy the sourness of Warheads. Sour Patch includes the flavor a little bit more, obviously, because it's not just your tongue getting obliterated.
Yeah.
Because I've had times where I eat Warheads, and I would eat like 10 in a day, and then I'd have like a sore on my mouth because it was just wearing away at the skin.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
So for me, it's pretty obviously Sour Patch number one. My favorite candy. I love the flavor. I love the sourness. If I'm in a movie, I want Sour Patch. The only other thing I would take other than Sour Patch would be Mike and Eggs, but not in this list. At a movie, I mean. But Sour Patch number one. Sourness, great. Good combination of sourness with fruity. And they also have a lot of different, I feel like, ways you can eat the Sour Patch. And you've got these shapes, you've got little watermelons, various flavors. I think they just do a great job. Sour Patch number one, marking it, stamp.
How far ahead of Butterfinger was Sour Patch?
Not too far, but pretty far.
So your favorite fruity candy, obviously, is Sour Patch Kids. Favorite chocolate is Butterfinger.
Correct. So now that we've got mine out of the way, what is your, I guess you have two left. What are your number one and number two candies?
First of all, we got another visit from Lower Hall.
Hey, Pup.
First visit of the day.
What's your favorite candy?
Let me close the door, kind of. Lower Hall's favorite candy is whatever you give her.
Yeah, that's true. But she probably shouldn't have any.
She loves licking herself.
Because it would be bad for it. Yeah, she's itchy. Hey, girl. So what is your, what do you have left? You have Butterfinger and Twix left.
I do have those left.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, what is your favorite and second favorite?
Well, I'm going to go second first, because we agree on that. Butterfinger is number two.
Butterfinger number two.
It's really good. Mm-hmm. It's different. I don't know what they have in there.
Yeah. It's really good.
It is kind of buttery, and yep. It's bigger than a finger.
Yep, definitely.
It's true. It's just good. The crunch is good. The chocolate's good. There's not a lot of chocolate on the outside.
Yeah, something about the texture is really satisfying.
Crush it up, put it in stuff.
I'm surprised we both have it too.
It does get stuck in your teeth.
Yeah.
But the flavor kind of makes up for it.
Oh, for sure.
So, yeah, it's a good number two candy.
It's a worthwhile sacrifice. It's like Oreos. You know you're going to have Oreos in your teeth, but they're really good.
It's not candy, though.
I know, but
all right, rounding it out.
Uh-huh.
Number one.
Number one.
All the thing left is Twix.
And Twix at number one.
Talk I always like it. Twix. Yep. I love the cookie crunch, mm-hmm. the outside chocolate, mm-hmm. the caramel inside. Mm-hmm. You freeze them, like you said.
Right.
It's good stuff.
Exactly.
You break it apart, just falls out left and right Twix. Mm. Doesn't matter what side you go for, they're both good.
Such a weird ad campaign.
You can break and you can bite. You can bite both at once. If you do, you're weird. You gotta go one at a time.
Yeah, that'd be tough.
It's just always been one of my favorite candies.
That's true. It's a satisfying candy, I think.
Yeah. And another backstory is, in elementary school, each kid had a number based on the role, based on your last name. I was number 22.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were doing a drawing one day to win prizes. And one of the prizes on the blocks was Twix. I was like, oh, please pick 22. And guess what? She picked 22. Mrs. Bradshaw.
To this day.
Bells Crossing Elementary, 5th grade.
To this day, still one of your favorite days ever.
Yep, and I got a king-size Twix bar out of a drawing for number 22.
Look at that.
Yeah. So Twix is lucky and good.
It's fate.
So that is my number one candy on this list.
All right. Twix. So we are... in the consensus, candy corn's the worst candy in the whole world.
Consensus?
You agree with me.
And then Reese's is actually the worst.
I think...
We are 10 spots different on Reese's and Sour Patch.
Reese's, yeah.
And Sour Patch.
I'm surprised. I don't know, I guess Sour Patch I didn't expect you to be high on. I thought you'd like Reese's more, but no. I guess the peanut butter really just throws it off so for bad. You. I wonder... I'm going to see which one is our favorite candy, and I'm almost, actually, it's definitely Butterfingers.
It's got, yeah, for sure.
Our least favorite, I'm thinking it is going to be candy corn, but I'm doing the math here.
Oh, you're adding them up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Real scientific, just adding the two.
Yeah, it's probably going to be candy corn.
Yeah, M&M's is pretty low, but we do have candy corn. Yep. It's candy corn. Candy corn is our least favorite candy.
Go from least to best here.
Followed by... All right, so least favorite.
How many points total do they have?
23.
The more points, the worse.
Yeah, this is just adding. It's not even worth sharing the point total. I might just kind of rank them here. Candy corn, worst. Second worst is M&M's. I think... And neither of us hated M&M's, but neither of us really cared that much about them, which is why it's so low. After M&M's, Hershey's, another one like M&M's, where, honestly, we don't hate it. It's not like we hate it, but it's just, you know, if we add our scores together, it's just not quite that great. Let's see, next, Skittles. Which is really kind of being dragged down by your ranking.
Yeah, because they suck.
Nope, just wrong. Next, we have a tie between Reese's and Twizzlers.
Oh, a tie.
Yeah, because you're dragging down Reese's, I'm dragging down Twizzlers.
Mm.
So that kind of explains that. We have another tie between Starburst and Milky Way. And I think... Yeah, we're both pretty medium on both of those. I think we like them, but nothing special. From there we go Kit Kat and Sour Patch. And how dare you bring down Sour Patch? My number one is not number one on our rankings.
No, it's number 11 on mine because it sucks.
Ugh, gosh. And yeah, Kit Kat. I'm surprised about Kit Kat.
It's good.
For me... Let's see. Or not for me. Next one is Snickers at 11. Excuse me, not at 11 with 11 points. But Snickers. And then... This is tough to go through here. Snickers, then Twix, and then Butterfinger. Our favorite candy, Butterfinger, Twix, Snickers, Sour Patch / Kit Kat... Milky Way / Starburst, 14-16, Reese's / Twizzlers, we got a lot of ties, Skittles, Hershey's, M&M's, and candy corn. There you have it. We are in agreement, candy corn, terrible, worst candy on our ranking.
It's not great, but it's not terrible.
It's terrible. And, yeah. So I think we've gone through the ranking here. Love to hear some other rankings. Maybe get some rankings going on Facebook or some sort of discussion. We will, I don't know, we should take them out. What is what plugs do we have to do today?
Oh, they know everything by now, right?
I hope so. LastStrawPC@gmail.com.
At the LastStrawPC Twitter.
Yeah.
Facebook.com.
Any podcast platform, look for The Last Straw.
Yeah.
Maybe add PC or podcast at the end.
You got to work on iTunes still.
Do we? I feel like it's probably up at this point.
Did you work on it?
Nope, not at all.
Well, you might want to check it out.
And just Last Straw, we're you know, most podcast platforms, it should be there. If it's not, let us know, and we will try and figure it out.
Yeah, we'll work on it.
But I think that concludes it. We'll get back. We'll probably do another ranking next week, and we will see you later. Thank you, everyone. This is November 1st, 2018. It's a Thursday.
Yeah.
Day after Halloween.
Yeah.
And take me out.
And as always, the last straw never sucks.